Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
We have a liftoff.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old dirty show. Now, T-Mill is out today, but Big D Santiago is in the building. He's
Shout
here with
Santiago.
Us. And there you go. And we'll give you the latest. The latest is we are live here in Sugarland. There you go. There we go. Live here at Talliard's in Sugarland. And we've been here since 2 o'clock, and we'll be here at least on the air until 6. And it has been a great time, man, here. A great place to bring the kids. I see people out here running around to then bring your kids and you, and then enjoy some adult beverages and great food, anything that you want here at Talliard's here in Sugarland. Come on down and enjoy yourself. By the way, in the 5 o'clock hour, we still have several giveaways to give away, including the big one. The big one coming up, and we'll do that a little bit later on in the 5 o'clock hour. So if you are on your way here to Talliard's in Sugarland, you got a little time to get yourself involved. But your Houston area Ford dealers, they ain't playing no games with you here. They're gonna hook somebody up, a listener up, but you got to be here on site to get it. Gonna hook you up with a pair of tickets to see the Texans and the Cardinals get together a little bit later on, and it includes a parking pass as well, courtesy again of your Houston area Ford dealers, as they are a proud supporter of Football Fridays. But you can win a pair of tickets to Cardinals and Texans coming up a little bit later on. All you got to do is put your name and grab a ticket, actually, and put it in our raffle box, and we will draw that winner coming up a little bit later in the 5 o'clock hour.
Hey, but you see how big that playground is out there?
Yeah, I've run around it. check that. I've walked around it looking for people, looking for kids. I mean, you're going to run around it.
Well, I mean,
I've walked around it looking for kids.
It is big enough that you may have climbed on something and got, you know, kind of caught up in there a little bit.
Yeah, they got a hill out front here, too.
Two of them. I've watched
my kids just try to jump down it and nearly take themselves out. So they got everything you need. I'm telling you. Also, they got a little barbecue action back there too. They got a little trailer over there where they just serve barbecue out there as well. So it's a great spot. It's a great spot. All right, as we get here, a little football Friday and a little 5 o'clock fire. Let's start here with the injury report here for the Texans coming up in a little bit. Stay with us a little bit later on in this 5 o'clock hour. We will get to our Friday final. Texans win if, Texans lose if. We'll discuss that coming up in a bit. But the injury report is out, Clint, and no real surprise at all. As we heard this, they did not practice all this week, and we heard it yesterday. Braxton Berrios, slot guy, but more importantly, his role as the kick returner, punt returner, he is going to be out of this game, as well as Christian Kirk. He is out of this game, the slot receiver, and the biggest addition they made on this offense in free agency, or rather he was traded, over to the Texans from Jacksonville. But he is out with a hamstring. His could be multiple weeks potentially there. Then the rest of the injury report is Cam Robinson. He missed practice with an illness earlier this week. He was full go today and should be fine. Blake Fisher, who was limited earlier this week with an ankle, he was full go today. But the one that we're looking at, he was limited today, and that's Ed Ingram. Shows up on the injury report with an abdomen issue. He is listed as questionable in this game. We've talked a little bit about the receiving situation, but let's look at the potential of Ed Ingram. He is somebody who has won that guard spot, that right guard spot. And if he couldn't go, I'm guessing you would look at a Juice Scruggs or a Jarrett Patterson situation. But that is probably the one to really watch, Ed Ingram. Let's listen to this question.
Yeah, that's the one for me because, as I've said before, I think Ed Ingram is the lineman that makes it all work. I mean, he's the one that allows you to play Ariante Erstree at left tackle, Titus Howard at right tackle, and then Ed Ingram inside. That right tackle position is the trigger point right now for the Texans. Like, can Ed Ingram play? Can Juice Scruggs play? Can somebody other than Titus Howard play that right guard position? And if that happens, then I think the other pieces fall into place. And I like what they have. I mean, given the guys that they brought in, given the guys that they drafted, given the guys that they retained, I like kind of how this thing has landed. If Ed Ingram or Juice Scruggs can play that right guard position, the problem is if we look at Ed Ingram and he can't play, or if at any point in time he goes down, you're one rolled ankle away from Titus Howard having to go back to guard and Ariante Erstree going to right tackle and Cam Robinson coming in at left tackle. This whole just shuffling the deck again. You know, that's the thing about that interior offensive line is in the right guard position is, boy, if they're not fully healthy, you are literally one rolled ankle away from going back to this, you know, this carousel of offensive linemen, and I absolutely hate that, man.
Yeah.
I hope Ed Ingram's able to play, and I hope he's able to play anywhere remotely close to what we saw, the small sample size in the two preseason games. If he can, man, I'll put it like this. I don't want to get overexcited about it, but it's very promising what we saw in the preseason from Ed Ingram.
Do you, because I would have never thought this coming into it, do you see it as a big gap between him and Juice? Like, if Juice had to come in, because they were battling there, do you sense that there's a big difference if Juice had to come in? Again, he's questionable, so that doesn't mean he's going to miss the game.
I don't know. The advanced stats will tell you that there is no difference. They're both pretty good in the run game, and they both struggle in the pass game. So the advanced stats or the stats themselves, wherever they're at, will tell you that they both struggle in pass protection. But we haven't seen Ed Ingram in a Texans uniform in this offense with a play-action-heavy scheme, with a run-first approach.
And he did beat him out.
You know, with this, with better communication, we haven't seen that. So I got to lean into what I hadn't seen yet, Ron. I've seen Juice Scruggs struggle mightily. I've seen him struggle at center, guard, and guard, both guard positions. So I would be more – I'm more interested in seeing what Ed Ingram has to offer. I hope he's healthy. I hope he's full go.
Yep. Again, if you missed it, Braxton Berrios, Christian Kirk, are both out of this game. From reports that we've seen, it looks like Jalen Noel will probably pick up the slack for both roles, both of those spots in terms of the kicking game and with him in the slot with Christian Kirk. So could be a big start in his rookie career for Jalen Noel. And then Ed Ingram is the one we were just discussing, as he is struggling a bit there with an ab issue and his list is questionable at this point.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, the NFL season kicked off yesterday with the Eagles and the Cowboys. A pretty competitive game, a good game. Everything got a weird game. You had a 63-minute delay. You had a player ejected before the offense or defense took a snap in the game. But it got off good, 24-20. Good drama going there at the end of the game. Tonight, game two of the season before we get a full slate on Sunday. And that is Chiefs-Chargers. Chiefs-Chargers tonight. Both of these teams were playoff teams last year. Both of these teams, I think, have expectations of being playoff teams. Before we get into seeing how this game goes, how you look at this game, how you see this game tonight, it's played in Brazil, by the way. The Chiefs are a three-point favorite on a neutral site. But both of these teams, the Chargers, who the Texans ended their season in blowout fashion, what do you see and what do you expect from this Chargers team this year, second year in the Jim Harbaugh system?
Well, I mean, I think that's the magic question, right? I mean, that's the one question is what does – really, it's the playoffs. But Justin Herbert, the quarterback of the Chargers, what does he do in big moments? What does he do against really good opponents? And has he had his moment yet to justify the money that the Chargers have invested in him and the rankings that some of them that have him in the top 10 quarterbacks in the league kind of deal? You know, has he really lived up to that, or is it all hype and is it all potential with him? And so I think tonight opening the season against the Chiefs is a monster game for the Chargers in the sense that the Chargers are still trying to arrive. The Chiefs are there. The Chargers are trying to arrive in the AFC and the powers that be. And so I think it's a big game. I'm watching Justin Herbert. Can Justin Herbert – you know, be the reason that his team beats the Chiefs on a neutral site in Brazil.
This Chargers season, you is about Justin Herbert.
Absolutely, every season is moving forward.
Yeah, because I'll be honest. I mean, Jim is really good. They didn't get him a ton of help, right? Like they drafted the Hampton kid out of North Carolina, the running back. He should be a pretty good addition. But their weapons on the outside, the receivers look pretty similar to what they had last year. All right, and the Chiefs, a lot of people potentially look, and especially as I see it up and down the text line, but not just on the text line, a lot of people potentially see a slide from the Chiefs after they got blown out in the Super Bowl by the Eagles. Your thoughts on what you expect to see from the Chiefs this year? You still see them the same as you've seen them the last several years, or you expect a bit of a drop-off?
I don't expect a bit of the drop off. I think to me the conversations around Pat Mahomes not being the best quarterback in the league is silly. You know, we're talking about a team that we've watched win with great offense. We've watched them win with great defense. We've watched their quarterback, no matter what kind of offense he's orchestrating, we've watched him in the big moments literally put the team in the game on his back and go win games. When you've got that combination and you still have your dudes and you still have your head coach and your offensive play caller, I'm not doubting those guys. I mean, you're talking about the best quarterback in the league and a team that's been on the top and everybody's trying to knock them off. And I understand Philly won it last year. I get it. But right now, Pat Mahomes, Andy Reid, the Kansas City Chiefs, the way they're built, their defensive roster, they're still the standard.
Yeah, I think a lot of people have been wondering, when are we going to see the fireworks show of the Chiefs that you talked about? They've had to win with
– That's the beauty, though. You don't have to see that. That's the beauty of what they've done, and what makes me such a believer is, like, they don't have to – like, right now you look at Cincinnati. Like, the reason you don't believe in Cincinnati is because they're going to go out and they got to score 35 points every damn game to win.
Yeah.
Right? The Chiefs have done it in so many different ways, and it's all convincing, right? They have literally changed their identity and won championships within a three-year span.
Yeah.
So it's yeah, I'm not doubting that.
I think the Chiefs have a lot of the issues the Texans have to answer their offensive line. They've made some changes there. I do think if those changes work out, Josh Simmons, the rookie left tackle that they brought over, they drafted a tackle in Kingsley Suamataili in the second round last year. He's moved over to guard. If those can work out, I think you may see an offense that at least has more ability to score like you used to. Hell, I feel like the last couple of years, it seems like they were almost not able to do it. Not that they've kind of changed the game plan wise. You picking the Chargers in this? You think the Chargers win this big game for them?
No, I like the Chiefs. I'll take the Chiefs. I do like Harbaugh. I do like what Harbaugh, like, I mean, his track record, obviously, from a winning perspective, it's hard to doubt the guy.
Everywhere he goes, he wins.
But I do like his approach. I mean, they are going to be a hard-nosed, physical, run-first football team. And I think with Justin Herbert being the counterpunch more so than having to throw it, you know, throw for 5,000-plus yards to win in the season, I think that's a better formula, but I'm not picking them over the Chiefs. No, sir.
All right. Chargers, Chiefs, a big AFC West battle. The Chargers trying to stop the Chiefs from winning that division for the 11th straight year. So get ready tonight as football continues in the NFL coming up as a full slate gets going on Sunday.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, a little fire here. Astros, they get going in Arlington, but I want to give you a little news here. Just reported about 5 minutes ago, Brian McTaggart, MLB.com, says Jake Meyers is with the club in Arlington and could be activated as early as tomorrow.
Yeah, come on, get right.
My man, hey, y'all help him out, man. Clap, man. Jake Meyers. Who knew that you were going to – Jake Meyers is being reinstated, that anybody in the world would get up and be like, oh, God, Jake, we got Jake. We need Jake back. But Jake Meyers has been a hugely important part of this team since he has been healthy, and they could really use him and stop that who's going to play center today, who's going to play center tomorrow, who's going to play – That musical chairs in center field, but it looks like Jake Meyers, who the last time we saw him with the Astros couldn't make it out to center field, just running to start the game with that calf issue, is back potentially and could be reinstated coming up tomorrow.
Well, you got a 300 hitter when he went down, and he was swinging the bat really well, and it just strengthens that lower half of the lineup beyond those big four, really the big five if you consider Christian Walker. He's not going anywhere. Really the big five up top, and it just strengthens that backside of the lineup. And you know, you get consistency in center field. And I'll be honest with you, just as a fan, I could not be more, like, exhausted with Joe Espada and these left-handed bats that he keeps rolling through there like these guys are hitting 300 or something. I like the Jake Meyers in center field, Jake Meyers in the lineup. I don't care if it's in the 7 or 8 hole. Don't care where it's at. Just that little bit more consistent center field spot and that spot in the lineup is going to be refreshing to see as well. Now, I hope that it's the Jake Meyers that got injured and not the Jake Meyers of the previous seasons, right? I mean, you hope that this layoff, it doesn't take him. You hope he comes back like Yordan did, which if you look at what he did over here a couple of nights ago with a few hits in the first inning before he hit one off his damn foot, it seems like he's hitting this thing in stride. So, hopefully that's what we get from Jake Meyers is more of what we had this early this season.
But the big part and the really good part for the Astros and Jake within that is, unlike Yordan, the Astros don't need Jake to come in and immediately be that 300 hitter because the team looks different than when Jake left it. Jake left it, there was no Yordan Alvarez. When Jake left it, there was no Carlos Correa. When Jake left it, Christian Walker was not swinging the bat as well as he has swung it of late. And so there was – hell, Jeremy Pena may have been hurt when he left the lineup. So they don't need Jake. There was no Jesus Sanchez on the team. They don't need Jake to be the third best hitter on this team, which many times when he left he was. Like, Jake can be in the seventh spot and be himself.
Wasn't he hitting at times in the top three?
Yeah, but he hit second once. He was definitely hitting over Yiner and Christian Walker. I mean, he was settled in that five spot. So they just don't need him to be that, like they like like he had. He has the ability to ease into it.
Jake Meyers hitting over 300 with a 743 OPS. Nope, 774 OPS. Adding that back into the lineup, into that bottom half, that'll be nice, man.
Yeah. All right, as we continue here coming up, we still have a couple of more gifts to hook you up with as well. Prizes to win. If you have not put your name in our raffle box, you may want to do so. And we've got to get to it. This is the thing everybody will be watching. Texans fans will be watching this coming up on Sunday. We'll discuss that next.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from Talyard Brewing in Sugarland, right next to the Sugarland Space Cowboys Ballpark, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in as we are live here at Talyard. Clap it up in here, man. You guys have been great. You've been great. Somebody is going to walk away with the big prize, a pair of tickets to see the Arizona Cardinals come to town to face your Houston Texans, and a parking pass included as well, courtesy of your Houston area Ford dealers, a proud supporting sponsor of Football Fridays. That's coming up as soon as this segment ends. So if you are on the way or you're in the building and you have not grabbed a ticket in our raffle box, and you can be like our latest winner, Rhonda, you might want to get your ticket in the box so you can have a chance to win those tickets. That's coming up as soon as this segment ends. And it's been fun, man. We'll be here till 6 o'clock, but this place is going to be partying well after that tonight. Chiefs Chargers tonight, Astros play the Rangers. There'll be TVs all over the place for you to be able to watch whatever game that you want to watch out here at Talyard here in Sugarland. So make your way. Again, it is right next to where the Space Cowboys play.
Constellation Park. Is it still Constellation Park?
Yeah, Field, I think.
Constellation Field.
Yeah.
Well, I noticed the big voice guy said the Space Cowboys ballpark or stadium or whatever. Yeah. Like, I wonder why. Can we not you say that name?
I don't know. I think it's Field. Constellation Field. I don't know.
Yeah, well.
That's the name of it, I guess. But if we can't say that, the place where the Space Cowboys play, right there.
As you said at the beginning, the first time, right?
Coming up back there. So come on out and enjoy yourself. All right, Clint. D'Amico talked about it earlier this week. He said, I'm tired of talking about it. We've been talking about it in the offseason since the season ended in Kansas City and since they've made so many moves and we've watched this group come together. The offensive line is going to be the big thing that we are watching and we're looking at in this game because that was the biggest change that this team needed to make following last year, and they've revamped the whole thing. In an odd way for us to get here, the only person who is in the same position that he was last year is Titus Howard. And that wasn't even the plan to begin with. The thought was he would be the right guard, but he is actually the right tackle, the only person that is in that same position that he was last year. And, Clint, I want from you, and you too, you can jump in on this, 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, you can jump in with your thoughts on this. For you, Clint, how much will Sunday's game and the performance of what this offensive line does under now the leadership of Cole Popovich and Nick Caley, how much will that first impression set your mindset for the rest of the year?
Well, I mean...
And I know it's just one game.
I'm never just it's a one game. I think it's a big-ass deal either way. I'm not a one-game guy. I think it's important. I think it's a big deal. I think it's worth focusing on and discussing in depth, right? I just think it is. And when you look at the offensive line, I just think there's so many different ways to be better that if you're not noticeably better, like – it's fire alarm, like setting off the fire alarm type deal. I think it's an important first game in a big, big way.
They're
going to leave right before
the tickets game. They've been here the whole way, right before the tickets game. No, Clint, I'm with you. Listen, I don't expect perfection from this group. I don't expect, like, an absolute game-changing thought or look from this group. I don't expect this group to become the Lions or the Eagles. I don't. But I totally agree. There should be a noticeable difference in how they handle certain things, right? We should see a clear difference in how they handle stunts because that was a disaster from week 1 to week 17 to week 18 to week 19 in the playoffs. It should be a clear difference in communication. It should be a clear difference. And I'm not saying that you know, Fisk won't win and you'll see some, or Verse won't get a good move on the outside and dip around Ariante Ursary or something and cause some pressure. But it should be a clear shift in difference of what we saw. And the offensive line, to me, shouldn't just be a complete noticeable, oh, my God. Like, we're back at square one. And I think that is a huge deal for anybody who's supporting the Texans.
Absolutely. I mean, anybody that's a fan, their heart was broke last year when we lost, and it was in large part due to the inability to protect. Whether it's the tackle defensive end stunts, or it's the A-gap pressures, or it's the tight ends not being able to hang on for dear life in pass protection, whatever it may be. That was the straw that broke the camel's back last year when we lost out. And so anybody that pays enough attention that closely, their eyes are squarely focused on the offensive line this year. And if you go out there and all the moves that Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryans make, with everybody trusting blindly in these guys, yep, that those moves were the right moves to make. If that doesn't work out, and I'm talking about work out to a point where we're talking – a middle-of-the-pack offensive line that can at least protect your franchise quarterback, then I think fans should be critical of it. I think fans should be disappointed. I think it would be a crying shame if that's why this football team can't take their offense to the next level. I really do.
I think that is a great point that you made. Someone on the text line saying that too. Just the moves they made I don't think anybody would have had these moves on their bingo card for the direction for them to go. And they need to make a really good first impression. I think there are some fans that maybe are hanging on a little bit, and if they come out there and CJ is getting drilled or getting hit, and there's miscommunications or confusion like we saw repeatedly last year,
yeah.
I think that is going to really more than give concern, maybe scare some Texans fans into thinking, oh my God, they didn't fix this. They didn't come close to fixing this issue. So I do think it's a huge, huge first step.
I mean, just to be clear, I will be shocked off my ass if there's not a significant noticeable improvement.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen improvement, or at least through these preseason games. We've seen some improvement.
Well, when you look at it, it's C.J. Stroud communicating, C.J. Stroud playing a different brand of quarterback. It's Nick Caley with an obvious focus on protecting the quarterback and being more physical up front. It is a group that is more together and has better chemistry and more accountable to each other than what was before. Like, all of these things are just – they're bound to produce a significantly better product.
Yeah, we should see that, and I think a lot of people are hoping that they see, as you said, a significantly significant.
Can't tell. I'm hoping like hell. Hoping, product. Wishing, praying.
yeah, there it is.
All
it is.
Of them.
All right, coming up as we continue, somebody is about to get some tickets right here live here in Sugar Land at Talliard's as we roll through our Friday final. You can join in on us. The Texans will win if they do what? The Texans will lose if this happens in the game. We'll give our predictions as well. And I think T. Mills still sending his best bets. He said he made some best bets anyway, so we'll see if he can make you some money because he had a big night last night, only missed one in best bets. We'll continue that as we go live right here from the drive.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What we all miss the most is the food.
The Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza. New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza. There's no bagels.
Bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have 3 Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from Talyard Brewing in Sugarland, right next to the Sugarland Space Cowboys ballpark, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Congratulations to our latest winner and the winner of our grand prize, our big prize. They're all grand, kind of. But our big prize, our winner, Ron, a pair of tickets to Cardinals Texans. Not me. Another gentleman with a fantastic name.
That'd be about on brand, though. You try to win them yourself.
Hey. Hey, man, hey, you got to take advantage. If I pull my ticket, I win. But no, it was not me, Ron. He won a pair of tickets to see the Cardinals take on your Houston Texans a little bit later on in the season. Shout out to our Houston area Ford dealers. Those tickets and the free parking pass as well, courtesy of your Houston area Ford dealers, a proud supporting sponsor of Football Fridays. We appreciate everything that they have done to help put this together as well. But congratulations to Ron. Every single Friday, every single Football Friday, you'll have a chance to win some tickets and many other prizes as well as we did today. Shout out to everybody here at Talyards, from Chuck to all of the staff here. They've been fantastic. Shout out to Tia and our promo staff, and Matt, our engineer, keeping us on the air, and Chris Santiago stepping up and holding it down at the station as well. It's been a really, really good first Football Friday, and we've enjoyed ourselves a ton. Coming up behind us, Texans All Access. There you go. There you go. The fellas will get going coming up right behind us, so stay tuned for that. All right, we do this on Fridays, a little Friday final. You can text in your thoughts as well, 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch can jump in too. The Texans will win if, and the Texans will lose if. We could start there, Clint, for you. The Texans will win if they do what?
If they don't turn it over offensively. I think this team is like, they got a real chance to do it in almost boring fashion with great defense, run the football, just don't turn the football over. I'm typically not the I don't like to lean into the, boy, if you win the turnover battle, then you get an 80% chance of winning, and like, that just is typically like a low-hanging fruit. I really believe that's how this team is built. And there's going to be a real urge to lean into Nico Collins and C.J. Stroud and maybe do some riskier things, and especially in a first year, Nick Caley, offensive coordinator. But I think if the focus stays, they stole that Jalen Hurts saying, which I don't know if Jalen was the first one to say it, but keep the main thing the main thing, and run the football, stay ahead of the chains, don't turn the football over. I think that's the recipe for this team to win football games. And so I think. I got to take the boring, low-hanging fruit of just do not – if you don't turn the football over offensively, this team is going to be extremely difficult to beat with this defense. And so I'm going no turnovers offensively.
Text line coming through. If the Texans are able to keep C.J. Stroud from getting hit, that is a good one. I know that's probably based off of a lot of what you saw last year. For me, Clint, I think they win if – if they have success on first down. I think early downs are going to be really, really key for the Texans. I've talked about this a little bit this week, Clint, is the Texans seem like an offense right now of what we're seeing. They seem like an offense that needs to be able to be on schedule, and they need to be able to dictate what they want to do. I don't think it's a good recipe for the Texans if they – if the game or anything puts them in a place where they are forced to have to do things that maybe they don't want to do, or at least the defense knows that they want to do. So if they're in second down and, you know, in fives and third down and threes and not third and sevens and long, and that goes with success on first down, and now the playbook is open for Nick Caleb to do what he wants to do on second down, I think that is a huge, huge key. Because if they're in a lot of third and longs with this pass rush and where their offensive line is all playing together for the first time and really some unknown thoughts, I think that is a recipe for some real problems potentially for them. So I think early downs are a big, big deal in this game for the Texans. All right, some others texting in. The Texans will win if Nick Chubb gives them a really good running game. Someone else texted if they're able to get pressure on Matt Stafford. I think all of these things are very fair things. All right, Clint, the Texans will lose if they do this.
Well, if they can't run the football.
I
define can't, right? I mean, if they're just stymied in the run game and have to get away from the run game, and this thing turns into a C.J. Stroud's got to do it, C.J. and Nico's got to do it with very little help. First-time offensive play caller, offensive line inexperienced is probably not the right word, because they've got some experience.
Definitely
together. You know, just a remade offensive line, an injured wide receiver group, an injured tight end group with Brevin Jordan not there. I think if they can't run the football offensively, they're going to be C.J. Stroud's going to be put in a real tough spot to do enough to win it.
Yeah, text line coming through. If the defense gets exposed, I think that's it. If the defense has a rough game, or they don't, I don't even want to say dominant, but if they allow the Rams to score a lot and not, you know, create problems for them, I think obviously that's an issue. For me, Clint, I have the Texans will lose, kind of similar to what you said on the win thing is, if this offense helps the Rams offense with turnovers, I think that is a recipe for disaster. Because I honestly don't think, and I've said it all week, I don't think that the Texans defense is going to let the Rams get away from them. I think they're going to hold the Rams down from what maybe the Rams may do in the future to other teams. I think the Rams are going to have a lot of pressure on the quarterback, potentially have turnovers. I don't think the Rams offense is just going to flow easy. But what can help them is if they got short fields, or if they're getting helped by the Texans team offense turning the ball over. So I think the Texans offense holding on to the ball, no turnovers, no picks, no fumbles, and not helping the Rams offense, who I think will I'm not saying a layup like Reggie, but I think will potentially have some struggles than more than they normally do against the Texans defense. Some others texting in. The Texans will lose if I don't wear my Foster jersey and don't do my rain dance for every first down. Wow, that guy has to wear an Arian Foster jersey and do a rain dance, huh? Every time. All right. Tyler gave his prediction. We'll do prediction time here. Tyler said Texans 27, Rams 17. In this game, 27-17. What's your prediction for this first game against the LA Rams on the road?
On the road, I'm really struggling with this one because the health of the Rams is what's got me thinking here, man. I think the Texans get it 17-13. I think the Texans get them 17-13. I think this defense, as I said to open the show, Ron. I think this is a great matchup for the Texans' biggest strength and a great matchup for the Texans' biggest weakness. And we're going to find out as fans, we're going to find out a lot about that. This wide receiver group, quarterback, and OC for the Rams, one of the best OC, quarterback, receiver combos that you're going to face. That challenge versus what I think is our biggest strength, our secondary, is going to be appointment television. And then on the flip side of it, their D-line, which is the identity of their defense, against our biggest weakness, our offensive line, is going to tell us a lot here with the Texans. So I think the Texans get them. I think it's a low scoring game. I think it's I'll go, what I say, 17-13 Texans.
When this schedule first came out, Clint, I looked at this and I thought, boy, that's a tough opening game for the Texans on the road, and I had it as a loss. And I will say I do feel better about the Texans now that we've seen through training camp and preseason games. But I think the Rams are a dark horse Super Bowl type of team potentially, and I think it may take a little bit for this Texans offense to get going. I don't think the Rams offense is going to go crazy against the Texans defense. I got the Rams 20-13. I got it, you know, low scoring and a couple of field goals to kind of push this thing out to 20-13. So I got the Rams winning this first one with the Texans, and I think it'll be a good game though. I think it'll be a really good game, but I think just the offense kind of getting together, new play caller, new offensive line, some new weapons. The Christian Kirk injury, I think, plays a role there in this. I got 20-13.
This guy. Well, I'm glad you're always wrong.
I guess so. Yeah, kind of. There have been some wrong ones. There have been a few right ones, too. But coming up again behind us, Texans All Access. Tyler did, Clint, send his best bets. He's got Texans plus 3 on the Rams. He's got Panthers plus 3.5 against the Jags. He wanted to type in Duval for some reason. I mean to say that Steelers minus 2.5 at the Jets, and then he's taking the Lions money line plus 120 at the Packers. So that is
I like those.
You like those?
Yeah.
You like those? That's T. Mills.
Yeah, I do. I like them.
Best bets. Ron's hating ass. Never forget, Ron is from Kansas City. I know it's crazy to think that the Rams would – the Texans would lose to the Rams at home. I know that's insane. And I know that's hating. But, hey, it's all right. And this is why you have no friends, Ron. Oh, shut up, Larry. You know your ass is my friend. Larry. Shut up. You can't repeat that one, had you?
That was good, though. He put them two together, didn't he?
Yeah, Frank said 21-13 Texans in this thing. No, I like I said before, I think they'll go 10-7. I think they'll win 10 games. I didn't like this one to begin with, and
a fully healthy Rams team, it'd be a tough pick for me. But I think that defense we got getting after that left tackle and getting after that quarterback is going to be a nightmare for Sean McVay and company. So,
that definitely can happen.
Well, this is Ron, the way that if the Texans are going to get to 12 or 13 wins and they're going to get beyond the second round of the playoffs, I mean, these are the kind of games where that's got to matter, right? I mean, like if you're going to hang your hat on Will and Daniil and pressure being a pressure defense, if you got a quarterback with a bad back and a tackle that hadn't practiced, you got to take advantage of that. That's got to be blood in the water type stuff. You know what I mean? So, we'll see. But to me, that's got to be the formula to beat these kind of teams, right?
No, yeah. All right, it was a fun football Friday here in Sugarland at Talliards. Still make your way on out here as you could still enjoy yourself and have a good time. Bring the kids, too. Plenty for them to do as well. Clint, great job. Chris, way to step up. Great job as well. All of you, been a fun atmosphere today. Shout out to you, Chuck, and the staff as well. Great job also. I am Ron, the show, Hughley. As always, Houston, we love you, baby.
Have a good weekend, good golf, good tennis, or whatever makes you happy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.